This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Off night for the Cardinals. They're back at tomorrow when they play a weekend series in Arlington against the Texas Rangers. Very happy to welcome on right now. He is a former Cardinals outfielder, now works as a studio analyst and also a game analyst with FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. It's our friend Mark Sweeney. Mark, appreciate you taking some time with us today. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. How much have you enjoyed this run over the last 3 weeks to a month or so that this team has been on, as they've been playing some great baseball and doing so many things well, and it seems like they're finding different ways to win every night?
Yeah, they are, Matt. I think it's just realizing that this team had a goal coming in to give some guys some playing time, but we all know, and if you've been in the game for long enough, you understand there's good stories and there's sometimes not so great stories. This team has really checked a lot of boxes early in the season. They played great. They played together. And on the broadcasts and the pregame shows, we always talk about the identity aspect of the game. And sometimes teams don't really realize their identity. This team definitely does. They have fun playing the game. They play hard and they have no quit in them.
Since May 14th, it's obviously a tiny sample size. It's only 13 games. Jordan Walker's hitting .333 with an OPS that's just below 900. What have you seen from him in this period, and do you feel like this is the start of something, or is this just something that you kind of see again in that small sample size?
Well, first off, I'm proud of him because there's been a lot of pressure on Jordan Walker. We all understand the severity of it. When you get to the big leagues, everyone assumes that you're ready. And at a young age, sometimes that comes a little later than others. Sometimes it comes early and then you have to adjust from that. What I've seen is a more confident guy, a shorter swing. But more importantly, he's had some success at times where the teams needed it. And there's no better feeling as a player to come through when you're struggling, because everyone, if you played this game long enough, you go through struggles that you go to the hotel, you stare at the ceiling and you go, what am I doing? I just don't understand it. And it becomes challenging, not only for Jordan Walker, but for all of us that have experienced that. But I'm proud of him. I think Brant Brown and the hitting coaches have done a great job with him. Going back to shortening his swing, but also connecting both his legs and his mechanics with his upper body. He's close to him. The biggest thing, Matt, as we all see, and we see it all the time, is he's got to have to stay off that slider. Mm-hmm. So when you have a shorter swing, you have the ability to wait a little longer. And that's what the benefit is. You're going to wait a little longer and you're going to be able to get those bad sliders and hopefully stay off some other sliders. That being said, everyone has a kryptonite as well. I think everyone understands that it's a hard game, and when you're swinging out of the strike zone, it gets even more hard. But he has been excellent as far. He's come through huge for this team.
How tough is it to take something that you're working on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and implement it at 7 o'clock at night?
Yeah, and I think that's it too, Maddie. I think when you realize that you can have a good cage day, you can have a good routine, and you can feel good about yourself, and then you go into the game and they execute better than you. And that's what it really comes down to. But then it becomes dealing with the failures. So, yes, the transfer into cage work, to batting practice, to game is real. And once you do that, you feel comfortable about your routine. You feel comfortable about the results and taking 3 or 4 quality at bats every night. You're going to start realizing that things are going to start turning. And that's exactly what Jordan's going through now. Sustaining it is another thing that you have to do.
The Cardinals, of their last 5 wins, they have trailed at some point in all 5 of those games. They now have 14 come from behind wins We love to quantify everything in this game, and rightfully so. But when you get to, you know, stats and moments like those, it's hard to quantify why a team has that innate ability to not give up on a game and find ways to get those late runs and come back.
Yeah, I try to stay away from the stats because the stats kind of even out, I would say, throughout a full year. So we're not at that point. And I say that with all due respect, Maddie. I look at guys and their process. I look at the adjustments, and we are saying how great Brant Brown and his staff are doing because it's the in-game adjustments that you see. And typically, if you watch a lot of major league games, and I do, I watch a lot of other games, other teams, you don't see that a lot. You don't see in-game adjustments. You see guys that just swing for their area. And if they don't catch their area, it's going to be a tough night. Runners in scoring position has been a struggle throughout baseball. But it isn't for the Cardinals. They are implementing a strategy, a plan, and what they're trying to do. And they're executing it. Last night is a great example. At the beginning of the game, they were struggling. They were getting a lot of swing and miss. They were getting foul balls. They were getting into pitcher's counts. And the results weren't good. In-game adjustments between innings 3, 4, or 5, it clicked. And that's what they're doing. They have the ability to change their plan, go about their business a different way, and also communicate with each other. Because I heard Mason Wynn talk about it, which I think is great. When Mason Wynn says, you know, I just struck out, and sometimes it's hard to come in and tell people what it looks like, what it feels like. Well, when you're hitting first or second, you want to give some knowledge to your teammates. And they can utilize that, and you don't have to wait around for your second at bat. These guys are doing it, and I think their in-game adjustments have been really, really fun to watch.
Did you have a spell? When you look at Wynn, and maybe it's just a coincidence that he was coming along as he got moved to the two spot, but when you look at his numbers since going into the two spot, they've been really, really good. He's got a .323 average and an OPS at .950. He was not hitting there when he's down in the nine spot. Is there something to be said for comfort to a certain part of the lineup? Did you experience that at all? Like, is there any chicken and egg here with he's in the two spot and he's hitting?
Yeah, there's comfort, and there's also protection behind you. There's so many different elements. I mean, what Brendan Donovan is doing behind him changes his at-bat. And I'm a big believer in that. I'm not saying that Mason Wynn is successful because of Brendan Donovan. You have to have your different at-bats. But I love the fact that there's some cohesiveness at the top of the order. And we saw how good Mason Wynn was in the leadoff spot last year. It's just Lars Nupar has been outstanding when it comes to taking leadoff at-bats versus righty and lefty. And if you can have a constant at the top of your order and you don't have to switch because of platoon matchups, it benefits the whole lineup. Then you start looking at Mason Wynn in the two hole to be able to go the other way, to be able to pick your spots and slug, and on the pull side, it's been really fun to watch. Obviously, timing is everything when it comes to this game, and I think the organization and Ollie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Definitely have that perfect timing, and it's been a light switch for the offense.
Final thing for Mark Sweeney, analyst with FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, former Cardinals outfielder. The bullpen's been really good, and yesterday it was really good when guys were used in kind of uncomfortable spots. Kyle Leahy coming in the fifth inning. It's really good when they've got the standard availability, and you can go 7, 8, 9 with Leahy, Maton, and Helsley. But they've been really successful here recently. Is there something to be learned by Yeah, Oliver, they moved Ryan Fernandez down and they did some small things, but for the most part, they kind of stayed the course when the waters were unsettled and it eventually kind of came in. And, you know, people even like me, like I was looking at it and saying, what can be done to change things in the bullpen? Yeah. And it seemed like they didn't really need change. They just needed to go through those rough waters. Is there something to be learned with how Ollie has handled this entire bullpen situation from start to where we're at right now?
Yeah, there is. And I say this because there's constant communication. Dusty Blake and his staff has been just as good as the offense. I talk offense a lot because obviously that's more what I know. But you start looking at the communication factors, the adjustments JoJo Romero and John King have made to enhance the bullpen. When they enhance their jobs, people start falling into their roles. And we hear this a lot. The communication part of this organization and this coaching staff is really good. But when you have guys that go out there and do their job and bridge that gap to Ryan Helsley and do their jobs where they fit and where they land, no matter what inning you're taking, that's the reason why I think Kyle Leahy has been outstanding. Phil Maton, to your point and to your what you said, has been a really good godsend to get swing and miss and take on those huge at-bats. It's just one of those things. I think they've understood communication. They've understood they had to have some patience. But also now when you start winning games and you win close ones, it's magnified. And your confidence just starts brewing. And, Maddie, I think this is a group that understands and they get along with each other. They know what their role is. They take the ball and they do their job. And when you bridge the gap to an all-star closer like Ryan Helsley, I think you're going to win a lot more games than you're going to lose.
He is Mark Sweeney. You see him on TV on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, sometimes in the studio, sometimes doing the game analyst work. Mark, always appreciate the time. Hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark soon.
Matty, I appreciate you having me on, and thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Mark Sweeney joining us here on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us. We're going to be kind of bouncing back and forth throughout the entire show today between Cardinals baseball and also City SC. This is our first opportunity to do a show since the firing of former City SC coach Olaf Melberg. We're going to talk with Giovanni Savarese. He is an analyst with Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. He's going to join us coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line after this here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.